This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show, Kate Delaney, navigating some crazy things that are happening across this fabulous country. The saddest thing of all is what's happening in Maui. Still 1,000 people unaccounted for. There is the plea for more DNA, but that takes time to process all of that. There are the remains of the people, 111 so far, that are in refrigerated trucks because the morgue certainly could not handle the amount of people. And then there are the questions about how does this happen? Why did the power not be shut off? Is that what happened? How about the people who couldn't get out of Front Street, one street in and out? And then people, luckily, that survived because they jumped into the water or they survived the flames and got out just in the nick of time. And nothing but a lot of questions in the second week after the worst fire we've seen in the U.S. in 100 years. Think about that, 100 years. If you live on the West Coast, especially San Diego, Southern California, I know we have some great listeners out there, and already they've given me the heads up, like Michael and Sam, and I know that you got to be careful. And is it about finding the higher ground? Because LA winds could be up to 80 miles an hour. This is Hurricane Hillary we're talking about. And forecasters are concerned that flooding downpours could be the name of that tune that'll hit the Southwest with the moisture arriving. And there are some eerie parallels to a historic hurricane that caused a flooding disaster for some communities in California. So Hillary's going to be a Cat 4 just off the tip of Baja, the peninsula, this weekend. Then what happens as it shoots up the coast is the question. The impacts could be so devastating, especially in some of the suburbs, I think, around San Diego, where you're talking about now in looking at maps, flash flooding, mudslides and washouts, power outages. All of that is realistic. It depends on its intensity and where it swirls as to who's going to get it the worst. But it is something to absolutely look out for. And with gusts of wind where they could be 60 to 80 miles an hour, we know what that's like and what it can possibly do as a result of that. The good news on one side of it is the mountains to the east of L.A. and San Diego do protect the coast somewhat from what could be the worst effects of Hillary, but there is no guarantees in trying to determine what Mother Nature is going to do. And will it intensify back off or what happens here? It's just absolutely something to watch out for. And it might just be the Southwest. I mean, it won't just be them. It could be other places as well that get hit. I mean, I even saw a headline and that said this: Hurricane Hillary may transform Death Valley into a massive lake. Wow. Are you kidding? A massive lake because of where it hits. California hasn't been hit by a tropical storm in 84 years, but this could be the thing that changes it. I mean, if you look, though, it could just be downgraded. There was Hurricane K that was downgraded to a tropical storm as it kind of did a loop in the ocean off of the Southern California coast. So, and then you looked at the tropical storm, That was rain, flooding, mudslides, high winds. It was terrible. And, you know, at this point, if you want to really go back in the records, the worst ever was the Lash of St. Francis in 1939 in Los Angeles. It was so bad. 12 inches of rain in some areas. And people weren't prepared for tropical storms there. They just weren't prepared for it. And, of course, there's been other storms. So something to watch out for over the weekend in California. I was looking at some live footage of it in Baja, and, boy, it is a whip fest. And you know what that is. It's when you look out the window and you think, what am I looking at? Oh, that's the trees that are bent all the way back. That's the palm trees that look like they're going to snap in half at any moment. But somehow they don't. I mean, it doesn't mean they all don't, but somehow a lot of them don't. Go figure, right? Go figure as to what that is. All right, I am the queen of polls because we always talk about the polls politically speaking. And the polls show still, no matter what, that Donald Trump has such a big lead over any of the other Republicans who want to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and be the president. And now we have next week the first debate. So you know what this time in between is, especially over the weekend. It's debate practice. Because anybody who's debated knows you go over talking points, the questions, all of that. That's not unusual at all. But Donald Trump isn't expected to be there. Will he be there? There's still a big question mark as to whether he will be or not. If he is, the ratings automatically shoot up. If he is, that changes the dynamics of that Republican debate. And if he isn't, then the questions become, well, why wasn't he there? So if you're his lawyer, that's what's interesting, or any of the political people around Donald Trump, do you advise him to go? I mean, is it worth it? Does he go and do a debate or does he skip it? I think that there would be part of him that would want to do it. I think there would be part of him that would want to do that, that would want to jump out, and of course, because there's so much he could say. I guess that's it. And it's a bigger, broader microphone. So I think I still would be surprised if he ditches. I really do believe, and I can't seem to crack that out of anyone just yet, but I really do believe that he will debate. That he's not gonna blow that moment off, although he could, right? He's already been president. He's got other things that he's worried about. I'd say worried, other things that his lawyers are worrying about and informing him about with the indictments. But I think he shows. Man Cave coming up next.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drink Super Tea.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah,
going to the man cave. Yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
We are in the man cave. We are 3 weeks away from the regular season. Woohoo! In the NFL, of course. And even closer to the college stuff. So if you are a football fan like I am, then this is pretty exciting time. It's all about kind of handicapping everything. What does it look like? Who do we think is going to be where? What are the teams to watch? You know, and here we are so close to the college football season, which I call the feeder system. And who are some of those big players to watch? You know, some of the players that came back that I thought might even go into the draft. So there's nothing better. I mean, there's just nothing better than watching from the sidelines, so to speak, for these early games and looking at the schedules, and it's something. So the 26th, it's not this weekend, but it's coming up after that, right? So Navy and Notre Dame, that's an interesting game. You start off with I bet it'll be heavy hearts here, although it's in Nashville, but Hawaii takes on Vanderbilt. My alma mater, Ohio University, takes on San Diego State. And, you know, you have those kinds of games, for the most part, to open up the, to kick off the season. I was looking at the list of games and trying to think, well, what do I think will be the most interesting, or what do I think will be pretty close? And in Salt Lake City, the Florida Gators versus Utah, and Utah's actually favored in that game. You have Nebraska. I know we have Nebraska Cornhusker fans. That game's on the 31st, just like the Florida game. That's the Thursday game. And that one, the Nebraska-Minnesota one's being played in Minneapolis, so that's a pretty big deal. You have, and this is first week stuff, right? So like I said, first week stuff, it's a little bit different, but you have Colorado taking on TCU in Fort Worth. There's a lot of intrigue there for that game. And I mean, I could go on and on, but you get it. We're getting close to the real deal. And when college football unfurls itself and then we get closer to the NFL, people are talking about mock drafts for fantasy teams. And I'll mention here again, we're going to do Nail the Score. It'll happen on Tuesday in our last segment of the first hour, so you can call in or you can level a guess as to what you think the score is going to be and who's going to win the game, and you could win some fabulous prizes. In the past, we've had winners. We had two back-to-back years where there were winners, so I'm hoping this year is the year that somebody comes through and wins. What's a tie like in preseason? I think preseason is who cares anyway, because too many players get hurt. We've already seen a bunch of injuries, so the Eagles rallied and they tied the Browns in a preseason game. 18-18, the final score. And like I said about injuries, the Eagles had some injuries. It was a scary moment that happened twice during the second half of this exhibition game. Tyree Cleveland carted off the field on the stretcher during the third quarter after going to the ground very awkwardly. And it ended up, you know, on an incomplete pass. So then later in the second half, defensive lineman Mora Ojomo also carted off with a neck injury after he was awkwardly struck in the neck by a teammate while they were trying to bring down Brown's backup quarterback, Kellen Mond. This is the things that happen in these games. So leaving on a stretcher, taken off on a cart, not good news. You know, there is an argument about less games, less exhibition games, and that's part of the reason why, is because how many footsteps are some of these players away from an injury? Major League Baseball, it's all about the scores and the standings. Really, it's the standings. So the scores mean you want to win. The Mariners knocked off the Royals. Easy pickings, I think. The Royals have had a terrible season. 39-84, 6-4, the final in that game. The Nationals beat the Red Sox, who have 63 wins, and the Nationals only 55. So that was 10-7. The final in that game. The Mets beat the Cardinals. Big highlight. It was in St. Louis. 4-2. The final score in that game. And Pete Alfonso with a two-run homer. And that made a huge difference in the game. The Mets have won four of their past five games. That's when you really want to turn it up. Like, ask the Dodgers. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 1-0. They have 74 wins on the season. It's an incredible win streak for them. The Dodgers had their 12th shutout of the season. Yet another win in a row. In August, they're 15-1. They've won 10 in a row at home. They're outscoring the opposition 93-38. Watch out for the Dodgers. They're going to be super tough, and it's not a surprise, but it's just a statement of looking at how they played. Wow. In a very big way, I think they're there at the end, and I'm not going out on a giant limb to say that. The way they're hustling, the way they're scoring, the pitching, everything from top to bottom is perfect. Absolutely perfect. And that's the big difference. Going through the dog days, pulling up the wins you need to make sure you're not crunched at the end and you have nowhere to go because you're backed up. Backed up because you don't have enough wins. You just don't have enough wins. The Ryder Cup is coming up in September. It's the Americans versus the Europeans. And my phone, I kept getting the beep, 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 beep today. And I see this Ryder Cup deal. And I thought, what is this about? I mean, we're still a ways from this 44th Ryder Cup that's going to happen in Rome. And you know what it was? People were unhappy with the USA's uniforms in my world. Where they're asking me, what were they thinking? So usually, you know, red, white, and blue. But it's very simplistic and very Ralph Lauren, right? They've got a red jacket. They, you know, have these uniforms that are simplistic. I think that is the best word to use to describe them. And they were released right before all these discussions about, well, everybody's eyes are going to be there because on European soil, the Americans haven't won in 30 years. In 30 years, they haven't done it. So needless to say, the Ralph Lauren name gets out all over the place, but it is very strange to look at these, and usually who cares? And so I guess that's why I was getting all these tweets. I mean, just play well, beat the Europeans, and that's that. But it is interesting that even a lot of men were criticizing their uniforms. People are never happy. When you have to get down to the basics of the uniforms, people are just never happy. Never, 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 never happy. That's it. Hey, how about James Harden? Fear the beard. He's been toying with the idea, apparently, of playing in China because he's having a lot of trouble trying to hang in there with the 76ers. So he is touring across China. He called the 76ers president, Daryl Morey, a liar earlier this week. And now he's unclear as to who he's going to sign with. Yikes. He'll be a big loss in Philadelphia. A couple of incredible authors coming up next, including a woman who climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Hang with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hilary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Wow, I am so thrilled to welcome to this show, seriously, Jacques Roy. His book, Don't Quit, Don't Cry, after 25,000 weekends. He has done so many incredible things. He has been to so many places, the front row of history, trying to help. His story is absolutely mind-blowing. I don't want to eat up any more time talking about it, but it'll get to him. But we welcome him to Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Jacques, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
So you're in Quebec City. You've got this book that just, oh, my gosh, the people that you've touched and met and the things that you've seen, like I said, the front row to history. What made you decide to write this book?
You know, ask the question, how may I help you? And that's what I did. And they had a lot of need. And my job was to mobilize and also educate the Canadian public. That was here drinking a certain type of coffee that's being picked by slaves, and that's not allowed.
So let's talk about what you did and your connection, South Africa, and oh my gosh, you speak fluent Swahili and the front row to history. Like, first of all, here's a good place to jump in for people listening. You'll find all of this in Jacques' book, but here you were, and you met the president and founder of the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola. And when we think of Angola, and we've seen movies, and we see how frightening things are there and were there, tell us about that connection.
Well, I knew of him because I had read in Time magazine, February 10th, 1961, Dr. Neto. And the fact that a general who was delivering by boat some thousands of soldiers to the war in Angola, the general there said, no, we're not going to fight in Angola. It's not right. In Time magazine, I had a photograph of that. And on top of that was the U.S. aircraft saying, they were on the high seas for nine days. So now the whole idea is that this became information. What is Angola? When you look at it, the people who were there were for slavery only. And then once I saw that, I said, okay. So then I finished my schooling as a radio guy, and I went to Tanzania. And then I met Dr. Nanto. It was very quick. I said, Mr. Nkizia, I know who you are. I really want to help you. So how may I help you? And that's when he said, who we need. So we got that done. And then later on, he says, I want to invite you to come to Angola. Because in my mind, Angola was to become the second Vietnam. But here's a real issue. You know, I have a mother who is a wonderful lady. And then I was disappearing for probably for 3 months. So I had to make sure she wasn't going to be worried about me. So what I did, this is for creativity. I wrote a whole bunch of letters ahead of time, different inks, different subjects. But the basic thing is I'm still single. I drive my motorcycle every day. I go to the beach. By giving this pile of letters to my buddy of mine, I said, listen, just one in the mailbox every week.
Wow.
Well, she got her letter, but, you know, within a few days, we not have to teach. Well, Interpol got it all way. We obviously have somebody who's been kidnapped. So, the RCMP, what can I teach her? So, they showed up at my mom's house. So my mom was very happy with that. Much later, I explained to her why. But that's how you do it. You got to do it to make sure you can continue.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, and throughout this, I mean, it's very much you created a spy unit. I think of South Africa and South Africa and the missions, and you say it's just like you're James Bond or Indiana Jones, but seriously, you even had a run-in with the Nazis. Tell us about the run-in with the Nazis.
Well, they want to know what the hell we were doing here. And because, you know, Colleen, we had rehearsed and gone over the scenarios, and said, you know, we had a marriage contract. That would be the reason why we were on our honeymoon. And we know nothing was happening out there, right? And Colleen is gorgeous, gorgeous. And with her, one of the things that she brought to us, she had a lazy eye. And this eye would wander. She didn't ever want to look at her. But she could look away and no way to listen. But she'd look around what's happening. Because we always have to protect the unit. And so when we got married, we did it there. So the second time we were stopped by the Nazis, I said, you're a honeymoon. Oh, wow. My wife would love to meet you folks. So we were caught. We had to go to this guy's house to have a meal with them. So Bobby and I held each other's hands, you know, at the dinner. So, yeah, we like it down here. Would you move here? I said, well, we're still thinking about that. Just any kind of answer so that we could do our work, right? And we recruited a lot of young people who said it's going to be just a race war here, and we have to stop that. So we took their names down and their contacts. So we got back to Zambia, where Tabu was. We gave them a whole list of people who were willing to join the ANC.
Wow. And you look at the ANC, and then you look at, I mean, so much is running through my head, and I'm sure with everybody else who gets this book, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold.
Yeah.
It's called Don't Quit, Don't Cry After 25,000 Weekends. And you know what? You think Blood Diamonds, and you think the Civil War and all of that mixed in. Follow that.
Yeah.
Tell us more about the situation and how frightening it was.
So, you know, it was never frightening because we had everything organized. And the clothing we wore and the speech we had, everything was sort of very, very, like when we got married, the guy said, what do you want? We said, tickets to go home. So we went up to another department, and the guy, what's her name? Jacques Roy. I said, yeah. What's her name? It's the Mrs. Roy. I said, no, no. In Canada, we have a custom. He said, that's where you go. So we gave us two tickets separate, and then we went on. And then whenever we were in Zambia, we were always in a protective society. I think it was the September family. That's where people would come to visit with us. But the people in Canada, the Canadians over there, the teachers or whatever, they didn't know what we were doing here because we stayed off the streets. So the whole idea, you have to follow the instructions of people who are being oppressed. And remember, in 1866, the British, what they call Great Britain, made a deal with Portugal to export, to set up the tobacco industry and the cotton industry in the USA. They exported 8 million Angolan slaves to America to start up these factories. Can you imagine?
Mm.
It's so, so unbelievable. And the Angolans themselves, you know, once they get to know their own history, remember that 99% illiterate, it takes a long time to build up literacy. Even today, you know, they have no trace of their own families because that was not in the Portuguese way of doing things. They want to make sure you're always isolated. But age 3, you were taken away from your mother, and as a girl put into a slave camp for girls, and at 3, a boy put in a slave camp for boys.
Wow.
This is what we do. Yeah. You know, it's so unbelievable what they live. And that's what touched me all the time. So working with them was quite easy. Because they were always surprised at people, if we had people to go to work there. Like my kid brother went to work with the Angola in the war zone with Angola. He's a mechanic teacher. And then we teach him mechanic. If they were Angola, the only point people they knew were people who were coming to hit him. Right. Well, the church would tell them, you're not worthy to be Christians and whack them. And so violence against the Africans is so prominent. And then, of course, what happened with on the plantations in America, which slavery continued. And that was put to rest with the Civil War.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wow.
I've lived some incredible, incredible situations. But, you know, you breathe. You say, okay, how can I make this a little better tomorrow? And that, because even Colleen, I called her on her birthday, and she won't talk very long because she still has such a hard time at the account.
Right.
And so the character, we would not, and even travel, we would say to her face to face, it was this guy died, I'll take you out of my wife. She's a gorgeous woman and smart. I mean, what else do you want from a woman?
yeah, exactly. So, Jacques, we have 1 minute left. Tell everybody what you hope they take away from reading your book. What do you hope?
Oh, you have to do more because we're going to live through an incredible crash in the economy. And we're going to have to be creative on how to repair the new words, with words especially. You talk to people, be kind. Say good morning to people. And start seeing cultural health, cooperatives of food production. And schools.
Wow.
It dropped into America when there were 13 states to produce tobacco and cotton for the industries in England. You can see the injustice. And so when you say good morning to people, they say, oh, good morning to you. So the idea is to see, read the book, make notes of it, and then use it as a working tool. And when I get on a lecture tour, I'll go into a college or university to explain to them, you know, it's for you to say, how may I help you?
Yes. What a perfect place to end this. Jacques Wall, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, The dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That is what I call so transformational, and I think this is a book that you should go and pick up without a doubt. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. In fact, this time around on Author's Corner, Michelle Mattingly joins us, and her book is called Before the Empress, Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, and her experience in going there and what got her there and how she feels about giraffes is unbelievable. Michelle, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me.
So tell me about your journey in writing this book and Kilimanjaro. Share that with the listeners.
Well, this started when I was in my late 50s and realized my life was going nowhere. Wasn't real happy with my past, wasn't seeing a very happy future, needed to do something to kind of shake things up and put me on my feet again. And Africa had always been in my mind. I love the giraffes, like you mentioned earlier, and I thought, well, that would be a fun thing to do, to go to Africa. And somewhere in that process, the idea of climbing the mountain came up. And I thought, well, if I could climb a mountain, I could do anything. And all kinds of doors would open if I could just make that happen. So I went through the process and decided that I would go and do this on my own. I had to come up with resources for it. It was a major event to be able to put this together. But I ended up in Africa, met some lovely people there, and took my journey up the mountain. And although a lot of people think, well, you know, you have thoughts. When you're by yourself, you know, 5 hours climbing, you're going to think a lot of things. But from my experience, I didn't just think things. I heard things. And what I say is that I heard the voice of the mountain, and she is the empress. She is, you know, that song by Toto, Africa says, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. Well, I thought it said rises like an empress. So I always thought, okay, that's what she is. She's an empress. So that's how the title of the book came about. But I spent 6 days climbing to the top. And when I got there, everything changed. My whole life shifted. Those 6 days were the most powerful days I ever spent. And I made it to the top, despite the fact that I spent a few days throwing up and some days crumpled up on the ground in a ball. I did get there to the top, and it changed everything.
What was it like when the toughest part of the climb? Who could you lean on? What did you learn about yourself before you actually got to the summit?
Well, all of my fears came to the surface during that time. Everything that you can possibly be afraid of, I was. Afraid of being alone, afraid of being abandoned, afraid of not being strong enough, afraid of failure, all of that. And I had the most a wonderful guide. These young men who do these treks up the mountain, they just are extraordinary. And there were no other hikers. So this was just me and the guide going up the mountain, and we really bonded. And just before the summit, I was not at all sure I was going to get there. I was so tired of throwing up and so tired of being weak and sick and achy. I just didn't think I was going to make it, and I didn't want him to be disappointed with me. And I said to him, I don't think I'm going to make it. And he looked me in the eyes, and he grabbed both of my hands, and he said, "You make a mistake. You think the mountain is out there." And he glanced out at where the trail was. And then he looked at me and he said, "No, the mountain is in here." And he grabbed my hands and he pulled them to his heart. And he held my hands against his heart. He said, "The mountain is here." And I understood that it was just about what I believed I could do. We all give up so much more quickly than we need to. And he was telling me I had it in me. It was going to happen if I wanted it to. And those words did everything. That there was the shift. And that's what made it possible for me to spend 9 hours just going up to get to that summit.
Wow. And all of this, of course, you can read all this in the book. There's so many juicy, wonderful tales and details and I think things that will make people really realize what they can do in their life. Again, the name of the book, Before the Empress, Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, Michelle Mattingly. We're speaking with her. And Michelle, you also have an affinity for an animal that I have an affinity for, giraffes. And tell me about that experience and what you have going on in Africa in the future.
Well, part of my journey included a message for my own future. And the Empress told me that there was going to be a place for other Wasafiri, for other travelers. She referred to me as the traveler throughout my journey. And she said that there was going to be a place for other travelers, and I was going to make it happen. And her last message was, "And Twiga will roam in your own backyard." And Twiga is the word for giraffe. So Kephas and I, we bonded so much. I literally adopted him in every way that you can, short of paperwork. He's my son. And for 7 years, we've worked together. And this month, we're closing escrow on a piece of property right at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro, where we are going to open a giraffe preserve and the Wasafiri House, so a traveler's home for people who want to make the journey up Kilimanjaro, but they don't just want to climb the mountain. They want to have a spiritual experience. They really want to be transformed.
Wow. Ooh, I just get chills even thinking about that. For you with this book, what do you hope people take away from reading the book when they get it?
Well, of course, the main theme is that, you know, what we decide we can do, we can do. When we all of our fears are just that, they're fears. They're not grounded in anything. And we have to be willing to take a lot of chances to get our dreams. But for me, one of the things that kept coming up over and over again, because I was the traveler, we're all travelers. And I think that Charles Dickens kind of summarized it in A Christmas Carol, where he said, we are all fellow passengers on the way to the grave. And short of that little morbid tidbit, I would just like to say that we're all just travelers. We're all going through a journey. And if we could all see each other as just fellow travelers here on this planet, maybe there would be less animosity, less hostility and judgment. Maybe we would just be kinder to each other going, yeah, we're on this journey together.
Yeah. When, you know, your children, the people around you, when you made this journey and then you came back, what was their reaction? And now, of course, they can even read more details and now you've got, you know, this book. What was their reaction to it?
Well, they definitely saw a shift, and it's not a week goes by that one of them doesn't comment about the fact that so many things have happened in the 7 years since my climb. Well, for one thing, I published the book, and that was a huge undertaking. And one of the things that I had been hoping for was to find a life partner, and I got married in 2020. So just so many things happened after that, and they all noticed how many things have happened because of my experiences on the mountain, how much less fearful I am because of it.
Wow, that's the hashtag, releasing fear. So now that you've got this book out, and I know there's something else that's rattling around in your head, what's next?
Well, I'm currently working on some children's books called I Speak Swahili, because I was enchanted by the language. And I thought, you know, what a great way to bond the two continents with children's language. So I've already published one book, and it's Animals of Africa, and it's both English and Swahili, all the animal names. And there's going to be a series. But beyond that, I'm really looking forward to doing a sequel to Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, and it will be Lessons from Mount Kilimanjaro.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So, again, something that would be very, very handy for so many people that we've talked about. You mentioned it. Wouldn't it be great if we could all feel that kindness and that love and jump over that fear, because you'll see the transformation, which is what you saw.
Yes.
It's a great book. Before the Empress, Messages from Mount Kilimanjaro, Michelle Mattingly. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And remind everyone again, you can get the book on Barnes & Noble, of course, but also on Amazon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.